What are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This podcast is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the amazing universe of the Elder Scrolls. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and Lotus has not been feeling well. He's fighting some really tough, cold stuff that he's going through. So everybody send him some positive thoughts. We hope that you get better soon, Lotus. It is the new year. It is 2024, and we are kicking this off with a patron episode because last week, Lotus and I both weren't feeling great, so we had to push back the episode. It's been a crazy December with lots of holiday stuff, but we are back on track with the regular episodes, so thank you for tuning in. And I've got a bunch of patrons with me to play 20 questions. 20 questions went really well last time Lotus ran it. It was a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time with that, and I've had a few people comment like, oh, that was fun, you should do more of those. So we're doing another 20 questions. I've picked out a selection of things that I think go from easier to harder. We're gonna see if the patrons can figure things out in 20 questions or less. And with me this week, I'm gonna go through and list out everybody who's joining me, and at the end you're going to unmute and everybody is going to make the sound of the new year, whatever that is. I feel like it's an AI prompt that's going to give you something weird. And we've got Ben of Temeria, Fulcrum, Rob the Princess, AK Spartan, and Falcon with the box on joining me this week. Welcome back, everybody. On the count of three, make your new year sound. 1, 2, get ready, unmute. 3.
I couldn't do it.
Some little trumpets and an explosion and something. And then two of them didn't even unmute. I have a feeling that I know Falcon is trying to be here while at work, and Spartan might be busy with some stuff too.
Don't snitch on the boss.
But yeah, well, don't tell.
I made a noise.
Oh, you made a noise. I didn't see it. What was your noise?
I was in there. I did the woo.
Woo. Okay.
I was not an explosion.
I got it.
I did try to do something in there.
Got it. It was like, you know, it's always multiple sounds at the same time, so it's hard to tell. Welcome back, everybody. We are playing 20 questions. We're going to go over the rules real quick. The way Lotus did this was a little bit different than the way I'm going to do it this week. He was like, you've got 100 questions total, and if you get extras, they pass on to the next one and that kind of stuff. This is the way we're going to do it. We're going to see how many you can get through by the end of this hour, and you're going to chalk up as many correct ones as you possibly can, getting them within 20 questions. You ask me yes or no questions, I give you yes or no answers. I might give you a little bit more if it's kind of odd, and in order to help you out. And at some point, you have to decide that you're going to make a guess. You only get one actual guess. So you're going to use questions to narrow it down. And then by the 20th question, you have to make a guess. And if it's wrong, you're done. We move on to the next one. So it's a little bit, the stakes are higher. You have to make sure that you're really sure. And you as a group can work together. You can. There's only six of us on this call, so you can keep yourself unmuted, chime in, think out loud, say what you're thinking, share it with the rest of your team. If it's blueberries, then, oh crap, that was one of them. You already got a point. No, I'm kidding. But work together, and there often are pregnant pauses during episodes like this because everyone's thinking. So feel free to think out loud. Let the audience know what you're thinking. And if you are listening to this wherever you are, try to figure it out as well. See if you can't figure it out before the rest of the patrons figure it out. So we're going to go in order of the way that everyone is on my screen. We're going to start with Ben. Ben, this is the first one. I've got the first one in mind. Maybe you can read my mind, but start us off with a question. Pregnant is pause it, already. Here we go.
Is it a
is it
numbered
a,
installment?
Is it a numbered no, it is not a numbered installment. No. Are you getting towards the idea of is one of the games? Yeah, it's not a numbered installment. All right, Fulcrum's up next. Fulcrum?
Is it?
Oh, and Rob, you're going to keep notes for us in our little chat, right?
Oh, right. I guess.
That way you can help everyone out.
Already forgot.
That's your one job.
Trying to remember useful information, and that was just so specific. As Ben's always coming with the clutch, like, specific questions, and sometimes they're spot on, but most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, last time, he was, like, half paying attention, and it just spot on every time.
Maybe you got to, like, question.
And I was driving.
Yeah. Is it a race?
No, it is not a race.
Oh.
It is not like a person's race. Like, it's not none of them. It's not that's not that kind of thing. Nope. All right. Rob?
Well, since everyone else forgot their basics, is it a person?
Oh. It is not a person. No, that's the third question. So you're three in already. Spartan, you're up next. What do you want to know, Spartan?
Can you wear it?
You probably wouldn't, but I suppose you could.
Oh.
But most people wouldn't. Well, not without some work, some effort. In fact, I think there probably are people wearing this, but not in its unchanged state. We'll call it that. Falcon, you want to go next? Are you here with us? Paging Falcon. Falcon might be busy, so we might have to... Oh, Falcon, are you here?
I'm sorry.
You have a question? Yes? No? Question?
Is it a material?
No. Not... I mean, you could make it into a material, but you could say that about a lot of things. So, all right, there we go. That's the first five questions. Back to Ben.
Jesus has me stumped. Is it common in the world?
Yes, I would say this is fairly common. Fulcrum is up next. Fulcrum?
Boy,
I see all the wheels turning in your brains.
I gotta look at the things we've already...
Yeah, it is not a numbered installment. It is not a race. It is not a person. You probably wouldn't wear it without some doing something to it. It's not just a material, and it's fairly common in the world.
Notice I says not just a material. It means it's probably like...
Well, anything that's physical could be described as a material if you were to break it apart, right?
It could be a creature, maybe... You know, at trying to narrow down, that might help.
All right.
Just shooting out loud. I don't know. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, feel free to talk and give each other tips on what to guess.
With that. Is it a creature?
Yes, it is a creature.
Bad idea.
So now it makes a little bit more sense that, like,
yes,
you could turn it into a material, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, you're up.
Hey.
Gears are turning.
Is it commonly found in Morrowind?
Yes. You can find it in Morrowind. Spartan, you're up next.
I was thinking the creature thing, so I might need a second.
All right, so
I'm thinking.
We don't know if it's only found in Morrowind, but we know it's a creature that is commonly found in Morrowind.
Well, because that's what I was thinking too, with the, like, when Tom mentioned that there might be people wearing it. And then, like, it can kind of be turned into stuff.
I mean, technically, you could take most creatures and turn them into something you could wear.
Right, but I just think of examples of that, like, in, like, Morrowind areas. And is it only found in Morrowind?
No, okay. not only in Morrowind. All right, really Falcon. Falcon's up next. Falcon, can you chime in? Oh, Hercene has joined us. Welcome, Hercene, in the chat. Hercene himself joining the chat. All right, I think Falcon might be busy. Ben, you can go next. If the rest of you have any suggestions for Ben, feel free to. Like, you can chat amongst each other, like yourselves, in order to help figure this out.
So it's a creature in Morrowind, but not only in Morrowind. I mean, we could try to narrow down what kind of creature, like what, you know, if it's a mammal, if it's an insect, that would probably, or I don't know, other directions. It could be like a cliff racer. It could be a quama. It could be a bear.
I mean, that and that could also narrow it down to like the type of material too, or that you would use eventually.
What if I just picked bear? It's just like, welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Bear is the answer to our first thing.
Does the creature walk on four legs?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Does not walk on four legs. Fulcrum, it's your turn. Where are we at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Halfway there. You got plenty of extra questions.
So it's a creature in Morrowind that does not walk on four legs.
Yep. So what do you think?
Okay. Is it in... Ooh. Is it in the Guar family?
I was gonna say, I think Dan Hensley in chat might have got it.
Dan says Guar for sure in chat. Is it in the Guar family? Yes.
It's a very safe way to say, is it Guar without accounting as the answer to Fulcrum? I'm very proud of you. That was good.
I mean, technically there's more than just Guar in the Guar family.
There's a lot, but it's probably just Guar.
Like the band? Like the band Guar?
Guar. Nardguar.
What? All right, Rob, you're up. Do you feel feel like
are we ready, folks?
You feel like you're ready to answer this one, or do you want to ask more questions?
We got a yes from Ben. I need a yes from everyone.
Everybody, are you ready? You can get a majority. If a majority be chiming.
I'm cool.
All right.
We know you're cool, Spartan, but are you
ready? That's fair.
So cool. The cooliest.
The coolest.
Is it a Guar? It is the final guess.
Final answer? Yes, it is a Guar. It is simply a Guar. So there you go. It's the creature Guar. So
that was 11.
11 plus the answer. So 12. So Guar. There you go. Congratulations. I need to have, I didn't set up sound effects. Da, 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 da. I don't know why it's Final Fantasy.
No, Dan's worried about giving us the answer. No, Dan, you
Oh, Dan, you're welcome to guess too. This is a team effort. Chat, feel free to guess. Feel free to guess. These are going to get more difficult. So
we were getting there. I was like approaching that in my mind, and I like looked over at chat and saw your answer. I was like, oh, that's exactly where I was headed towards. Mm-hmm. So you're good.
All right. So
wasn't even looking at chat.
1 out of 1 so far. 100%. That's great. Let's move on to our next one.
Wait till we fail.
So let's move. Rob answered this one. Let's move on to Spartan. Spartan, kick us off. What's the first question? Brand new topic.
Is it a person?
No, it is not a person.
So proud of you.
Falcon. Falcon, are you here? Give Falcon a moment. Let's see if Falcon's here.
Is it a place?
No, it is not a place. Moving back to Ben.
Is it a creature?
It's not a creature. Wow, lots of no's. Falcon, you're up. Or Fulcrum, I'm sorry, not Falcon. Too many F's. Fulcrum?
Okay, so we've established, it's not a person.
Not a person, not a place, or creature.
Place, or creature. Is it a thing?
Well, don't use too that broad. As your question.
It's way too broad. You could be more specific about thing. Like, is it a physical thing?
We already know it's a thing at this point with everything else that Ed, I know, it's right? Not.
It is. Is it...
So you could is it an item? Is it a weapon? If you want to go a little specific, is it a...
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that. Is it
a plant? You know, something like that.
Is it a piece of armor?
No, it is not a piece of armor. All right, Rob?
Of course not.
Of course not. Oh, maybe this one's harder. Maybe this one's harder for you guys.
No.
Right. No. Okay, so...
So... Not a person, not a place, not a creature, not a piece of armor.
Is it used in magic?
Yes.
Okay.
But probably not the way you're thinking.
I'm thinking in a lot of ways, Tom. Okay. I don't like you making assumptions.
I'm going to make assumptions, but that's fine. Spartan, you're up. What do you think, Spartan?
Is it a weapon?
No, it is not a weapon. Not a weapon. Has something to do with magic. Falcon, you're next. Are you here? All right, Falcon's still here. What do you think?
This is a... I'll ask a question to clarify. How strict are you being with armor? Are clothes armor?
I mean, clothes are not armor. Like, you don't wear clothing to armor yourself the same way that you would wear armor to armor yourself.
I disagree. But, jeans do exist.
But that would be a separate question.
Jeans are both clothes and armor. I will not elaborate further.
Now we know how you use your pants.
Do you guys think it would be... We know it's magic related. Do you think it could be fair to find out if it's, like, robes then? Since that's not armor?
I'm not getting the vibe that it's going that direction, but I don't think it's going to hurt us too bad if you want to throw that out there anyways. I'm the vibes I'm getting is not that direction, though.
I mean, you could clarify more broadly. I'm helping you out. You could say something like, is it wearable? Or is it the type of thing you would wear? Or something like that.
I typically would try to say, is something that is normally or usually, try to like phrase it that way, because a lot of things can be used in certain ways, and right. You would never think it to be used in that way.
Right. Like, I have a cup in front of me, and you can say, is it wearable? And I say, well, like, I mean, I could wear a cup if I really wanted to, but I don't. Most people don't.
You can put it on your head.
People do.
I mean, like a glass to drink out of, not a part to protect your crotch. But so, Falcon, what do you think? You got a question? Falcons.
Is it wearable?
Is it wearable? No, it is not wearable. Ben, back to Ben.
Can you use it in enchanting?
Can you use it in enchanting?
Again, now it's like, well, technically.
Like, be more specific in the question.
Is it a consumable you use for enchanting items?
No. No. It's not a consumable. I'll just give you that flat out. All right. Fulcrum's up.
Consumable.
Okay.
Not consumable. Not a person, place, creature. Not a piece of armor. Used in magic. Not a weapon. Not wearable. Not a consumable for.
Yeah, Falcon makes a good point. It could be like a concept, an idea, or an activity. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical item, although I feel like it is a physical item just from the way the questions have been answered, but we don't technically know right now.
Fulcrum, what do you think? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't know.
Ninth question.
I have a question that I want to ask, but I don't want it to be wrong.
Well, say your question to us.
You can say, I'm thinking about asking this question. And then
I'm thinking about asking it. And then
see if it sounds like a good question.
Is a spell.
I think that's a great way to narrow this down. It very well could be a spell. I have no idea. I'd say that's definitely worth asking.
Okay, is it a spell?
Like a specific spell that you can cast in one of the games?
Or just a spell, Tom.
Or a spell at all?
Yeah. they can be the ones to narrow it down.
It is not a spell. I'm getting a lot of I'm kidding. It is not, you cannot, if I was to say this is the thing, you would go, oh well, you can't cast that.
Okay, I'm very confused by that answer. I'm sure you're absolutely right, but it doesn't make any sense,
right? And so if you don't know what it is, then you don't know. So, yeah, to answer Dan in chat, a staff is a type of weapon. It's a magical weapon, right? I guess you could hit somebody with it as well. But, yeah, that's... All right, Rob, you're up.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
What is it?
Oh, okay. I'll just tell you.
Answer that.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Gotcha.
I think I'm supposed to answer yes or no. No. Next question.
Hold on. Let me. Okay. So it's related to magic, not a consumable, not wearable, not a spell, but could be many spells, I suppose, or a result of a spell, maybe.
Library, maybe.
Is this an action or some sort of verb?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, it's not. You can't
feel like
it's not a verb.
How many are?
I feel like I should have just asked, is it a physical item or something? But that it's not an action. Okay, we know that.
I mean,
okay.
You can clarify if it's physical. I don't think anyone was asked if it's a physical item.
Well, it's just another question off of the list, though. So,
All right, Spartan, you're up next. How many questions are we in now? Somebody count this up.
I think we're at nine. Well, now
one,
10.
Two, 10.
That was 10. So we're at 11. This will be the 11th question. So, Spartan, what do you think?
Five, six. Is it a school of magic?
Yes.
There we go.
That's why it's not a spell.
That's what.
That's why it's related to magic.
It's a school of magic.
It's a school of magic.
Martin, you're a damn genius.
All right. Now remember, if you want to make a guess, you only get one actual guess. So you gotta narrow it down a little bit.
I don't actually have it up. So if there's somebody that also said that, shout out to you.
Yeah, Hersine in chat just wrote, it is most likely a school of magic? Question mark.
Shout out to you, Hersine.
Yeah. So Falcon's up next. Falcon. You know, it's a school of magic. Do you want to try to narrow that down?
I feel like the popular ones are like, you know, like mysticism, alteration, maybe destruction or restoration. But like the popular ones are there.
What do you think, Falcon?
Would raising undead fall under this
piece? Say that again. You're kind of muffly. What did he say?
Would raising undead fall under this piece?
Would raising undead? So you're talking about necromancy? So yeah.
Well, no, because I think mysticism can also, like the way we categorize schools of magic is different depending on the game. So it's not explicitly necromancy.
It depends on the game. So raising the dead could work in two different schools of magic. But generally, if you said raising the dead, most people think necromancy.
I don't remember if it is mysticism or not, but my point there is like the schools are not so fixed in one place. But
Right. So yeah. Falcon, you want to clarify your question? What's your question for me? Falcon, I don't know if Falcon's doing this at work, so I don't know if
like, I think that's his way of asking, is it necromancy without it being the final guess?
So does it have something to do with raising the dead? Is that the question? You guys can clarify for him.
I want to get it narrowed down to necromancy or conjuration, basically.
Oh, that's right, because conjuration does work with undead.
Right. So, okay. So, is this something that has to do with raising the dead? Is that the question?
And technically, necromancy isn't a school of magic in game mechanics for a lot of the games, but it is still a school of magic. But yeah. So, is question is simplified in, is this conjuration and or necromancy?
Okay. Yeah. We could simplify and say that. Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Back to Ben.
I mean, right there is the answer.
so you have to distinguish between which one it is.
Oh, okay. Is it also a class in ESO?
Oh my god!
Also a class in yes, yes. It has to do with one of the classes, right? Because there's no conjuration class, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the sorcerer kind of, but it's not in the name. So
right. So Fulcrum, do you want to guess?
Is it the school of necromancy?
Yes, it is. Congratulations. You guys got it. Congratulations.
Who would have thought I got there?
Yeah, I went with yes, because what do you call types of magic that don't fit within the schools for certain games, but like some of the games, it is a school. Like,
yeah.
So type school.
Schools of magic are difficult when you talk about the entire series.
Right. So technically, I think roughly somebody would say, well, it's the school of necromantic magic. So whether it's taught or not. So yeah. Yeah. So you guys got it. Congratulations. You figured another one out before the 20th question. You got it. Nice work.
Yeah, I think we got to like 14 or something there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this one tricked you up a little bit because it was a concept rather than a thing. But
yeah,
you got it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. All right. We're going to take a quick break and go thank you all, our patrons. And so don't go anywhere.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. This is where we get to welcome our new patrons and thank all of our patrons for supporting the show and helping us keep this going. We've got a bunch of new ones that showed up over the last few weeks during the holidays. Welcome to Triassic Droid, CX5 Zone, Machua, A. I'm just going to say A because I don't know if this is the last name or not. I just want to be careful about that. Andrej H and Brooke O, thank you for joining the Patreon. Welcome. And I have to shout out our Daedric Princes, Belli Paratus, Kira C, and Sheogorth Sweetroll. Thank you so much for your support. And to all 106 of our current patrons, thanks for being here. Thanks for making this thing a thing and making sure we can keep doing this in 2024. I also have a new review that came in over the break, and it's very short. Some of you will get the joke. It says, it is from truckers Sarah and Ted in the United States. It says, hey, 5 stars. Hey, that's it. Because I commented about how people DM content creators with only hey. So they decided to leave a hey review. I appreciate that. That's great. So thank you so much for leaving a 5-star review that just says hey. I have a feeling other people will end up doing this as well. We'll have to find out in future weeks. But if you do leave a 5-star review, we'll read it out on a future episode of the show. And thank you to everybody for your support, leaving reviews, rating it on Spotify, telling your friends, all of that stuff. And I'm excited for where things are going this year. ESO is getting 10th anniversary. There's a lot of cool stuff coming. Paid mods in Skyrim, who knows what that's going to bring. So lots of cool stuff on the way, and of course more lore to talk about that we just haven't covered yet. So stay tuned for lots of episodes this year, and thank you for being here. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, Rob, do you feel like these are too easy so far? Do I need to do a harder one?
I feel like we are getting like around 15 or 14 every time we get to them. So if we can get it to where we have to get like 18 or 19, then that'd be real interesting, intense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So Dan in chat says necromancy is a bit brog, and that's necromancer like Manny Marco or Zumog Foom would probably be easier to answer. That's true. That's why I went broad on that one to make it a little bit harder. All right. I'm going to give you.
Also, I just say it's wild that I feel like we were just celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Skyrim, and we were like,
yes,
right about the 10-year anniversary of ESO now. This
yeah,
is crazy.
It's pretty crazy. All right. So here, I'm going to give you the ability to choose between option number 5 and option number 6 on my list, because I think both of these are a little bit harder. So, Rob, you're the one I'm talking to. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but pick 5 or 6.
Darn. 5.
5. We're doing 5. All right. Who did we end off with last time? I think, it was Fulcrum made the guess. So, Rob?
Yep.
You're up. First question.
Okie
dokie.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person. Sorry. Spartan, you're up.
Is it a concept?
Or like an
idea, or like not like a physical thing?
Is it non-physical? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. That would be easier, I guess.
Yes. It is non-physical. Right. Although it relates to something that is physical.
Okay.
But it itself is non-physical. So there you go. Everyone's like, what?
I feel like I always ask questions that lead to thinker answers. Well, right? I feel like I keep doing
I have
this,
to hedge my descriptions a little
it's
bit.
It's all your fault.
So that people, we don't get to the end of it and someone's like, but Tom said this. And I'm like, well, but it's fuzzy. All right. Falcon, you're up. You're up next. Do you have a question for us? Falcon?
Is it predominantly featured in one game?
Yes. Yes.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. It is predominantly featured in one game. All right, Ben.
Shoot.
You're up. What do you think?
Oh, shoot.
This predominantly is one game.
I mean, just try to guess which game it is.
Yeah, that's really what you can start with.
Is it in Skyrim?
It is not predominantly featured in Skyrim, no. To piggyback on the last one in order to make sure that's clear. All right, Fulcrum.
What about Oblivion?
Nope, not predominantly featured in Oblivion either. Rob?
Of course not.
Of course not. There's a lot of games in the series. This is going to eat up a lot of questions.
I know. You go through all
the one that has most of the things in the series, is it predominantly in ESO?
No, it's not predominantly in ESO.
That's good, because if it's an ESO, that just does not narrow it down.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about in ESO. Yeah. Spartan? What do you think? Are you going with this pick the game thing? Yeah, I see chat is they're guessing things, and then they're like, oh wait, nope, maybe not that. What do you think, Spartan?
I think you're seeing the same ESO.
Does it relate to a Daedric Prince?
No.
Well, that's kind of in all the games.
Yeah, it's not directly. Well,
there's stuff like in the specific games.
Yeah,
like
it's not directly related to a Daedric Prince in the way that you would commonly talk about that. No. Yeah. All right, Falcon. Falcon's up. How many questions are we at? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 8. Falcon might be busy. Oh, here's Falcon.
So we don't have the game figured out, but we know.
No, we know it's not Skyrim, Oblivion, or ESO.
Yeah, it's not the three most recent games. You got that part figured out.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess a different game?
Well, what about Skyrim Pinball or?
I wouldn't pull like a weird like offshoot.
I can't imagine he's going to do like Shadow Key.
Yeah, I'm not pulling any weird offshoots. Although I could if he really wanted a hard one, but I'm not. That's not what this is.
I would totally expected you to have like a Stormhold reference or something.
Well, simply the fact that it's not Oblivion, Skyrim, or ESO means it is a little bit more obscure.
Yeah, so it could be Redguard, but. By the sound of the way he's talking, probably not. So it's probably Daggerfall or Arena. And Daggerfall has more stuff to talk about than Arena does. So maybe more likely it's Daggerfall. Or we haven't said Morrowind either, which might be a better guess.
What do you think, Falcon?
I mean, that game's just weird altogether. So
that's just the weird
that's
one.
True.
It's pretty weird. What do you think, Falcon?
Is it in Daggerfall?
No. It's not primarily a Daggerfall thing. Back to Ben.
Is it in Morrowind?
No.
What?
It's not primarily a Morrowind thing.
What? Well, damn it.
Now I'm lost.
So it's either Arena or one of the side games. Now I'm starting to think, I feel like it's more likely to be in a side game than it is to be in Arena.
I feel like it might be in freaking Blades.
Is it a mobile game?
I've never touched that one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, it's not a mobile game. It's not one of like the weird offshoots like on the Nokia or whatever. Like, it's none of the weird ones, right?
So it would have to be Arena then, right?
Yeah, is it my guess? Whose guess is it?
It's Fulcrum. It's Fulcrum's guess. Fulcrum.
Mine.
Oh, okay.
All right. I guess I'll just throw out, is it Arena?
Yes.
Is it in Arena?
It's primarily from Arena, yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be
stoned. We're getting somewhere.
All right, getting somewhere.
But
I have not played that game, so.
But you know certain things about it. This is something I feel like every one of you is going to go, oh, okay.
Yeah. What is something that's not exclusively, but primarily in Arena?
And it's not a person. It's not physical. So it's not like there's an item that you're looking
and
for.
Not relating to a Daedric Prince, but it does relate to a physical thing, but it's like not physical was that answer was getting trailed.
Yeah.
But like it does relate to a physical thing. I mean, it's not.
Anything that's not physical is going to be something that's still kind of related to physical things in some way, right?
Going to that fact, are we going meta here?
Oh, please don't.
It could be. Okay, hold on. Like.
What do you think, Rob? Rob's sitting back.
Yeah,
it's like I got my thinking cap on.
Giving it a real think.
Is it something that we virtually experience in the video game?
Yeah, you experience it. Sure. Yes. In
don't like
more than one way. In more than one way. Spartan's up next. Rosticus almost guessed boobs. Boobs are a physical thing. I'm not sure. Not to make fun, but they are physical things. Can confirm.
So they
you
say.
You can experience them.
You can experience them.
Okay, so it's not a person, not physical, primarily arena.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
This is getting tough.
It is.
Yeah.
You wanted a harder one.
So this is like I'm so
confused. I was actually looking at chat, but the last thing was I almost guessed boobs.
Not helping.
Nonsense.
You feel free to give Spartan some help if any of you have some recommendations here.
I don't have a lot of experience with arena. Actually, I have no experience with arena.
Me neither. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah, I've never touched arena.
That was before my time.
I'll give you another hint. You could have only listened to this podcast and never played arena and still get this.
Okay. Right. Well, Lotus is in the podcast. So
yeah, but
help.
He hasn't said everything that's in arena. Like it's come up. We've done a few topics where arena was the focus, but. In fact, this thing, the answer to this has come up in more than just episodes that were specifically about arena. It's been brought up.
Here seems saying that it could be Tamriel or something along that line. And I don't hate that idea, although Tamriel is predominantly an ESO. So
Tamriel is a physical thing. It's a physical place.
Yeah, but the entirety of Tamriel is only an arena and ESO, and
right.
ESO is still iffy because it's technically not of Tamriel.
Those are the only two games that have a majority of it.
But
Tamriel still physically exists.
Yeah, sure. I guess
you can touch it.
If that's where you want to go,
live danced around on Tamriel. Like that's where they are. Like it's a physical place.
Yeah.
So I'll save you the struggle of like answering the question as Tamriel and being like, oh wait, no, it's a physical place. It can't just be Tamriel.
Technically, Tom, it's a virtual reality inside a video game.
That's true.
I was going to say that. If we're being meta,
but inside the world of this,
that
that's
just
a physical thing.
The whole concept of this game.
right. Well. I mean, we can just open this up to anybody who has any questions at all. Like, if we don't want to keep going in order. Feel free to just toss out a question if anyone else wants to toss a question out.
Okay. Let's see. So it could be anything.
It can be anything. It's not a person.
Literally anything.
It's here. We'll go back through the list again. Not a person, not physical, predominantly in one game. Not Skyrim, not Oblivion, not ESO, not related to a Daedric Prince, not primarily in Daggerfall or Morrowind, primarily from The Elder Scrolls 1 Arena. You do virtually experience this in-game. Whatever that means. I mean, that's the most vague one of the list.
Well, I was making sure it wasn't like so meta that it's like the pamphlet you get in the game case or something like that.
Right, no, it's not something physically you could touch in our world.
Whose turn is it?
It technically, I think it's mine.
I think it was Spartan's, but it doesn't matter whose question it is. If you have a question, just toss it back.
I do think is it an event? Because like an event wouldn't technically be a physical place or a person, but
that's a great question.
Physical place.
That is a wonderful question. No, it is not an event.
All right.
That's a great question. No.
It's not an event.
Piercing says, is it climbing? Climbing was in Daggerfall as a pretty notable feature, so I would say probably not climbing.
And he also said, the answer is clearly madness.
So it's not an event. Because, like, yeah, there was technically the Dragon Break that was declared when they made Daggerfall, but it technically happened in Arena. That would be a good guess, is like the Dragon Break.
Yeah, and that's not a physical thing. That's a concept, right? So
yeah,
that still fits the what you guys have narrowed this down to. But you got to ask questions to find out things.
I'm coming. Maybe it could be the in the title of the series, because aren't they
the title physical is Arena, and that's a physical thing.
Well, that is, but
the actual
oh,
going to an arena is
I was thinking the Elder Scrolls, because it's like kind of like they're physical and not physical at the same time, because they
are physical objects.
They are physical objects. You can physically right. They're more than just physical, but there are physical Elder Scrolls that you can
touch.
Yeah. So
damn.
Yeah. That's one of those like this and that kind of things. Yeah. It's both. So technically it's not, it's physical sometimes, so it wouldn't be the answer.
Man.
I'm stumped.
Where can we narrow this down? We don't have to get it. We just have to narrow it down.
Not an event, primarily an arena. Not more, not a bunch of other things. Not physical, not a person.
Because like a supernatural metaphysicalness, like a ghost, is that still? Is that even still a possible answer at this point? Have we ruled out stuff like ghosts and souls and spirits? Is stuff like that still technically falling in the categories that we've not ruled out? I don't even know.
Pixels were primarily featured in Arena.
Most of that stuff you said is not physical things.
Okay. So let's. I have a question. Then it will be: is this a supernatural / metaphysical concept or thing? I know it's super vague, but I'm trying to narrow it down.
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's not supernatural or metaphysical. That was like a double question, but that's fine.
Well, in the same vein of each other, like, is it a metaphysical, supernatural thing?
Right.
Both of them.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Supernatural / metaphysical. Okay.
You guys want a hint? We're getting close to the end of this one, I think. Right, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
My brain hurts.
10, 11, 12, 13. We're 13. This would be the 14th question coming up.
Okay. What other non-physical things could it be?
Is it a realm?
That's a good question. Yes. Sort of.
Does its inclusion in Arena relate to live action actors?
Does an inclusion in Arena relate to live action actor? Well, I don't understand that question.
I don't understand that question either. What are you trying to figure out?
What are you trying to get to?
This whole time I've just been thinking the dream sleep, and that's like debatably a realm of how it's treated.
Oh, okay. So are you trying to clarify?
Yeah, that's how Rhea still made
me talk. You could say something like, does it have something to do with the dream sleep, or is it like related to the dream sleeve or something like that?
Is it related to the dream sleeve?
No, it's not. It's not related to the dream sleeve.
Everything's related to the dream sleeve. I mean, so you have defaulted to.
In some ways, everything's related to something, right? Like something else. Nope, not related to the dream sleeve.
How is it related to a physical thing?
How is it related? That's a good question.
That's
a good question. That's a good question.
Unless you're willing to give me the answer, that's not my question to you. That's what we need to figure out. I feel like that will help us narrow this down further.
I mean, it could be tied.
Is it an idea?
Yes, it is an idea.
Okay, we've narrowed it down some. There we go.
It's an idea.
We're almost out of questions.
It's an idea. I think you're down to like the last three or four questions.
Something like that.
It's an idea. I mean, idea is very broad, but it is an idea.
Yeah.
It's not physical.
So broad's better than not knowing what the hell we're talking about. So
All right, and any other questions?
So it's an idea that is kind of a realm. It's an idea that we do experience in game. It's an idea that's primarily in arena, and it's an idea that's relating to a physical thing.
Yes, to all of those. I know that wasn't.
Hoping if I say that out loud, just someone else. Like, it'll, it's this.
It'll just spawn an idea in your head, and you'll be like, "Oh, it's this thing." You're very close. You don't feel like you're but you're actually very close. You're very, very close.
Oh gosh, this definitely is a hard answer. Good job.
This is
It's a tricky one. Do you give up? Did I defeat you?
Have you given up? What do you think, me a coward?
Are you a coward? Yeah, Dan in chat is guessing procedural generation. They're getting very creative with their questions.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe it's like a quest? No, because quests are literally in every game. That doesn't work. Let's see. How
do you want a hint?
It's sort of a realm.
You want a hint?
This would be physical. Never mind.
What are you thinking, Ben? Where are you going?
Like the towers.
Those are physical things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both not physical and physical, but they still are physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go to them and walk around.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and they're an ESO, so I guess they defeats it.
Oblivion. And Skyrim and Morrowind. There's towers in like every game. That's kind of the towers are the concept of all of Elder Scrolls. We're moving on to another subject though.
I can give you a hint if you want.
I don't want to get a hint because that's a crutch.
Do you want to put this one on pause and then let it stew in your subconscious while we move on to another one and try to close out the episode with a different one and see if you can guess it like at the end and be like, oh, okay, was it this? Maybe I'll give you each a chance to guess right at the end or something. You want to do that?
How are you guys feeling with that?
I'm good with that. Okay,
sure.
I'm okay with that. My brain hurts.
All right. We'll do one more. We got one more. Let's start off a new one. We're just going to start with Ben. Ben, kick us off.
Is it a place?
No, it's not a place. Fulcrum?
Is it a person?
Yes, it is a person.
Sweet.
So you got that right off the bat. Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes. All
right, great. Rob? Rob is up.
Is it a human in the sense of like a man elf type?
Not like I gotcha. Yeah. Yes, it is a human.
Okay.
Spartan? Human person already. Three questions in. It's pretty good.
Are they a mortal person from a bestial race?
Well, we know it's not if it's human, because technically beasts are not humans.
Didn't you mean like human as in like, well, you said human and elf. You said man and
humans
elf.
In the Elder Scrolls series are referred to as elf and mannish people are both referred to as human. So if that changes your answer, Robot.
Okay.
If I was to tell you the answer, you'd be like, oh, yes, this is a human.
Okay.
You would have no doubts that the answer is a human. So, yes.
I'm just trying to narrow down the race, because that's still most of the races.
It's either a man or mer from that was my question.
Well,
was
that's still most of the races.
I'll be clear. The race is human.
It's a man.
We're getting a meta answer. This is like
you asked if it was human. The answer is they are human. So that's the answer. They're human.
It could just be Todd Howard.
What do you think? Wait, Spartan? It's Spartan's turn.
It's Spartan's turn.
Oh.
Okay, so if that's the case, then
then
are they in the meta world?
Yeah.
Are they is this meta?
Do they work for Bethesda?
No, they do not work for Bethesda. Yeah. That's a good question. All right, Falcon's up. Falcon, are you here? Can you ask a question?
I was going to say, Kirkbride doesn't work for Bethesda, guys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Outlander just...
Right. Well, it's not Kirkbride either. I'll just throw that. It's not somebody who does or has worked for Bethesda. Work. Right. Okay. Yeah. Falcon? Is it Outlander Frog says, is it Kirkbride lore? That gets real wacky.
Like, we don't...
Oh, yeah.
Like, are we confident that it is a specific person?
Oh, you asked if it was a person. I said yes. Is it a human? Yes. They don't work for Bethesda. Not a place.
Now, human in the sense of Elder Scrolls could be an elf, it could be a man, or it could just be a actual human person in the real life. I don't think it'd be anything other than those three categories.
You could, Falcon, you could clarify. You could say, like, is this an in-game person, or is this a not in-game person?
Well, like, I was saying, individual or not.
Yeah, I think that's understood. A person is an individual.
That's understood.
Yeah. Right. So, do you want to clarify where the person...
Yeah, are they within the game world?
No. They are not.
Mm.
So, that was a good question.
Interesting.
All right, Ben?
Skyrim Grandma?
Oh, yeah.
Are they a streamer?
I don't know for sure, but
okay,
maybe. Well, maybe they've streamed. Out. Okay, Fulcrum? They're not known for being a streamer. I'll say it that way. They may have streamed before, but they're not known for streaming specifically.
For a second, I was like, how egocentric would it be if you chose yourself? Yeah,
it's me, guys.
Okay, I think I will... should I narrow it down to a platform?
Like, what kind of platform are you... Like, are they on
YouTube? Xbox? Do they work for a company that now owns Bethesda?
That's really reaching on an Elder Scrolls topic.
Yeah.
I know,
Not a place, a person, a human, does not work for Bethesda, not in the game.
Trying to narrow down the platform might not
known,
be helpful, just
not known for being
many,
a not known for being a streamer. Not known for being a streamer. It's not like you can watch them on Twitch every day. They're not that.
Okay. I don't know.
You toss out some help.
I mean, there's ZeniMax because they do Outer Scrolls.
I mean, Bethesda.
Yeah, but that's
if you're on ESO, you're still with Bethesda.
Yeah, I would consider that all kind of part of the same thing. So if I wouldn't play a trick and be like, "Well, they work for ZeniMax, not Bethesda." No,
okay,
I wouldn't do
not
that.
Not a place, not a person, a human doesn't work for Bethesda. Not in the game. Might not be a streamer. So I mean, that makes me think that they make YouTube videos or something. They might not be a streamer, but they could be.
This person is known for Elder Scrolls, but they don't work for Bethesda, and they're not a streamer. That really cuts it down to who it could be. Lotus is a streamer.
He's a streamer.
Yeah, he streams.
He's the number one Daggerfall streamer. How dare you?
Top of the list.
And number one Daggerfall.
He's the only Daggerfall streamer.
I mean, you could put out podcaster, because not all podcasters stream. All
right, fine.
Yeah.
Lotus is more known for being a podcaster than a streamer, if you want to get technical about it.
Oh, yeah, but you wouldn't have hesitated on, do they stream? I don't know, if it was Lotus.
That's true. I do know if Lotus streams or not, so you got that.
Okay.
But it has to be someone who is not known for streaming, but is still a personality to the series.
Right. I don't want to just throw somebody out, but I don't know any other way to ask the question.
Well, if you're thinking of a specific person, what about them makes you think that that's that person? And then try to narrow down to that category, maybe. Who are you thinking?
Ooh, you could do voice actors.
Yeah, chat's throwing up a bunch of fun stuff.
I know.
Yeah, well, because I was going to ask, like, would you consider, like, or Tom, like, would you consider, like, a voice actor that works for a bunch of different companies
because
works
they're
on a Bethesda game as working for Bethesda? Yeah,
they're,
like,
they're contracted.
That's,
they don't
that's
work
a good
directly.
Question. I'll answer this as being one of your questions. So, do voice actors count as working for Bethesda? I would say voice actors who are hired by Bethesda, therefore work for Bethesda. So right. It can't be okay. A voice actor.
Right. Like, right. So Patrick Stewart doesn't right. work because Bethesda hired him to be in the game.
Right.
Right.
So right. Like they wouldn't have done the job Bethesda. Unless they got paid to do it, which means they worked for them. So even though they're not like full-time employees, they were still employed to do the job.
Yeah.
Right. So it can't be a voice actor. So no, I'm sorry. It's not Wes Johnson, although that's a really good guess.
That's kind of where I was starting to get to.
Yeah, like Sean Bean, Patrick Stewart, all like just going through them.
Right. Right.
Okay. Are they known for... Are they known for... This could not narrow it down at all.
It's like asking the questions like, does it even help if we don't
know
the answer to this?
Right? I mean, I feel like there's like only a select few of like people that are really well known.
Categorizing what they could be known for. Like,
that,
that's
what
writing,
I'm saying.
Maybe it's art. Maybe it's podcasting.
Are they known for doing... build videos?
No, they're not known for doing build
that's
videos.
That's a good idea.
No, and here I'll get, since we're going a little bit long, I don't want to keep everybody too long. I'll clarify one of the other questions. There was a question, are they in the game? Technically they're not in the game yet.
Oh my, how did I know you were gonna say that?
So it might be Shirley.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if she streams. So.
She does.
Is this person an elderly woman?
Is the person an elderly woman? Yes.
Right,
yes.
There
and,
we go.
And I don't know her from streaming. So.
We named off Shirley way early in, but we just like weren't confident enough to use it.
No,
right.
We weren't.
I was 100% sure that she does YouTube videos, but I didn't know if she streamed or not.
I don't think
often.
She does.
I don't know. Does she stream all the time?
She used to.
So that's why I was like, she's not known for that, but like maybe, but I'm not like, that's why I answered that the way I did. But yeah, Skyrim Grandma. Congratulations.
She'll be in ES.
Yeah, she's going to be in the next one.
She'll be in the next one. Yeah, not currently in this one. Will be in the next one. Congratulations. You guys got it. All right. So the last one we were on, let's go back through the list.
I saw some great suggestions.
Yeah. So the last one was, where were we? Not a person, not physical, predominantly in one game, predominantly in known for being an arena. You can virtually experience it. Yeah, it's not an event. It's not supernatural or metaphysical. It sort of has something to do with a realm. Yeah, not related to the Dream Sleeve. It is an idea. Yes, and that's where we left off. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap up the episode. I'm gonna go to each of you. You can share stuff you got going on, things you want to shout out, and then you get to give a guess. So I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. Who wants to go first? And everyone's like, I have no idea, so I don't want to go first.
I got
to
look something up. Hold on.
So maybe I'll have to put somebody on the spot. Ben, you're next to me.
Just because he popped up first.
Because you're next to me right. on the screen. So.
So yeah, you know me, Ben of Temeria. I am do multiple podcasts on the network, which are Holocron Histories, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast. And you can also find me on my Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Ben of Temeria and go help me get affiliated. But as far as my answer, I'm going with the Void.
That's a good guess. It is not correct.
I'm sorry. That's a good guess. Dan, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know her for streaming. I know she gets millions of views on her YouTube. So I'm assuming that I was making that assumption that she doesn't get millions of views on her streams, that she gets those on her YouTube video. That's why I think that's probably her primary thing. But Fulcrum, you want to shout anything out?
I don't have anything to shout out because I don't do anything. Actually, I do. It's been a long time since I've been here. For an episode.
Yeah, we're glad you're back. And I'm glad you made it.
I know. And it's mainly because I started a new job. So
congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hope that goes well.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a guess?
And Ben stole what I was going to ask.
The Void.
I'm so sorry.
So.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was a good guess, though.
I know, so right?
It could be the opposite.
Opposite of the Void.
Opposite of the Void. Everything.
Well, I mean, there's
Ariel. The, you know, like, well, what are we talking about? Like,
where the Aedra come from? You know.
I was where gonna just
souls go to.
I was just gonna ask about
Aetherius. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aetherius. Dread Father himself. Hail Sithis.
I don't know if Sithis was really but, in. Arena. You know.
I don't know nothing about Arena, so that's I'm just fair. Throwing it out there. Is it that?
Is it, no, it's not Sithis.
I figured nope. not.
Sorry. Good guess, though. All right. Rob?
I don't know, man.
You're like,
I'll do my shout out. So, Rob the Princess, I am still on Twitter. I don't really do much there, but I'm there. And find me on the Discord. I am still one of the guild officers for the PC ESO guild with Jillian. Jillian's doing most of the work. God bless her soul.
yeah.
I'll get back into it eventually. Still on that Baldur's Gate grind. As for my guess, my mind just kept going to like Soul Cairn stuff, but that really only comes up in Skyrim and Battlespire, so it can't be anything relating to that. And I just don't freaking know.
okay, you can say I don't know. That's fine.
Is it combat? The idea of the idea combat.
Of combat. No, but it's not the idea of. I mean, you're close in a weird way, but no, it's not. Wow, everyone's gonna be like, "What, Spartan?" you got so stuff going on.
I'm thinking now. Yeah, no, yeah, I do. I have a new podcast actually with the Rocket Club and all that. The Elden Archives, a FromSoft lorecast. This we're covering Elden Ring, and the third episode went up on Saturday. So the episodes are every Saturday or once a week, and we have three full episodes out so far. So nice. People can check that out on Spotify and all the usual stuff. Still working on Apple.
Yeah, Apple's a pain in the butt. You just gotta keep at
everywhere
it.
Else, we're
send
all
me
good.
A link. I was looking forward to it.
We're playing. I told you they were up, and we are playing Baldur's Gate 3 after this, so I can just send you a link now.
Just use the Googs. Goog news.
That's true too.
I just didn't know that it was up yet. That's all.
Well, maybe, now you got three episodes
about Baldur's Gate 3.
That's true.
So maybe that got lost in our text because I definitely said that, but I also sent you like four other things about characters that we've made.
So, Spartan, do you have a guess? You have a guess for the thing?
I don't know much about Arena, but is it the Orbis?
No, it's not the Orbis. That's another interesting guess. All right, down to Falcon. Falcon, are you able to say, hey, there you are. You got a shout out?
I don't do anything.
okay.
I'm moving next week, so that's exciting.
Well, that's cool. Nice.
So I guess that's the closest to a shout out I have.
Okay. All right. So what do you think?
Is it, I got nothing. Is it that you swing your mouse?
So you move your mouse for combat? That's a really interesting guess. That is not it. That is not it.
I would hate you if that was the answer. Yeah, that's
not
it.
That's not it. All right. All right. So this is the answer. This is the answer. It is not a physical thing. It's the name of a thing. It's the phrase that people use for the thing, which nobody uses after this game, really. The arena. It's
Are you kidding?
No, that's the answer. The arena.
Okay.
It's the arena because it refers
that's
to
a physical thing.
No, it's the word itself. It's the phrase it's using the phrase.
The
arena.
What is the title of?
We got Jip.
What is the title of?
It's not the thing itself. It's the title for the thing.
Tamriel is a physical thing.
Tamriel is a physical thing. The name that they use right to refer to Tamriel.
You did us dirty.
Is that's, the meta yeah, that's, idea
the name Tamriel wouldn't be a physical thing though?
I'm
right.
Not,
if the answer was the name Tamriel or the title Tamriel, then that is not a physical thing. The place Tamriel is a physical thing.
I hate it, but it's good.
It's real.
Like, it's like if, when we did like Battlespire with Lotus, it was like, okay, we could technically go for the place Battlespire or the game Battlespire, but Battlespire is Battlespire. So if you wanted to go with the game arena or you want to go with the concept of the world being arena, which is Tamriel, that's still a thing. It is
it's,
the title
no, it's the
of
concept
a thing,
of the thing.
It a
you're,
thing.
Okay, here, let me explain it this way. You are Rob. The name Rob is not you.
Sure
the name
is.
Rob is different than you, Rob.
But I would understand sure that if someone is. Said, this is Rob, they might very well be referring to me.
Right. It refers to you, but it is itself its own thing. The two things are separate.
When you refer to something, that's what you're talking about. The thing you're talking
that's,
about
that's
is what
that's
you're
why I said it's good, but I hate it, but it's good.
I'm,
all right.
I'm going to die. Rob's
like, we're like mortal enemies now. We have to fight to the death or something. Next time we see each other in person, we have to have a duel in order to clarify this. Thank you for joining me, everybody. And maybe we'll throw that one out. Maybe it was too obscure or weird or whatever. But you did great. You got the rest of them right. Congratulations. And thank you for joining us in the live chat. We'll be back next week with the regular episode, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. Stay safe out there. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Twitter at robots_radio or Lotus of Doom at Lotus of Doom. Also, you can join us on the Robots Radio Discord channel. You can easily just search Robots Radio Discord on Google or check the description underneath the podcast. Also, this podcast is recorded live every week on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Robots Radio channels on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook. So just search Robots Radio on any of those platforms. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you while we record the show, or before or after. Either way, just come hang out with us. And if you're looking for more information about my shows and the shows on the Robots Radio Network, go to robotsradio.net for all the information about all the shows on the network, including the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where I help both new and existing podcasters to grow their shows, build their audiences, and create the best podcast they possibly can. All of that at robotsradio.net. We'll see you next time.